Hello and welcome to the first episode of Men Without Hair. I'm Glenn Weissman, and this is my partner, Jeff Clapp.
Hey, everybody.
And we are the team behind Power Pair Marketing. We created this podcast series to help our clients, prospective clients, or people who are just looking to get a handle on a business or a marketing problem. We're happy to help you and provide you with our insights so your business can perform better. Today's topic, who are you?
God, Glenn, I love this this topic. It's not only an important consideration, it's mission critical. What I see all the time is that people and businesses, they fail to really take the time to define who they are for their customers. And it's because they're working out of fear. Either they want to appear bigger than they are, or they want to come across a certain way. And they don't really have a clear understanding of what their message is and what their identity is. So let's just talk, let's talk about, Glenn, how does marketing help you zero in on your business identity?
Before you even get to marketing, I believe you need to think authenticity. Yeah. You have to be authentic to who you are, especially if you're a small business. And our clients are largely small businesses.
Yep.
This is really it. If you are trying to be something you're not, people are going to sniff that out. And it's gonna undermine you. It's gonna damage you. It's gonna hurt your follow through. It's gonna hurt what you deliver. And ultimately, your client people are gonna walk away unsatisfied. So your business really needs to be something that is a reflection of you. And then we're able, I think you and I throw this a little bit to you here, but you can take that reflection of you and put it out as marketing material.
100%. And it's so important because. And I think people feel this across the board. We're in this like trust deficit right now. We've got all this AI stuff going on. We got all this messaging coming from all different directions and everything. And the bottom line is at the end of the day, the person on the other end wants to know, do you care? Are you the real deal? Are you being truthful and authentic? And so the more that your overall messaging can zero in on that and people can really feel that, that's what people are looking for. All the bells and whistles and all this other stuff I see out there, that's all great. But at the end of the day, keep it simple, keep it on point, zero in on what makes you unique in your particular business. And that's going to help you identify how to message and get that message across to your customers or your potential clients.
Yeah. And, and one of the things about this is also like, you're talking about messaging,
yep.
Imaging also. You can put some bells and whistles in there. You can puff yourself up. You can put on a great t-shirt or wear a tuxedo when you're taking your picture. People shouldn't expect necessarily that that's how you're going to appear every time you see them. But
right.
That is it's a great thing to remember that image still needs to have a lot of authenticity underneath whatever you're going to put on top of it. However
100%.
You're going to stylize yourself. Yes, you want to put your best foot forward. You want to look the best you can. You want to be spiffied up for your date. But you also need to have underneath it all, you got to be who you are. Because we all know this. If you go out and you're a total phony on a date, you never get a second time at the plate.
Nope.
And so, even though we're old married guys, we both remember that from our single days.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so, no. So, I think it's great. So, yeah, the simple message really here today is, be yourself. And if you're struggling with figuring out how to put that into language or into imaging and marketing, that's where we come in. I mean, that's where our expertise comes in. That's what we help our clients do. So I think it's important to understand that you have to start with a foundation. And then from there, you can start to build and enjoy your business.
Yeah. And, one last point on that. Where AI can sometimes be helpful as a sounding board, getting other people involved, if you talk to guys like us, it doesn't even have to be us, but you go and you talk to a marketing company, people who do this for a living, and we're going to see things that you're not going to see. And that is just, to me, so important because that's where we can really draw out some things from inside of you that you may be minimizing or actually afraid of.
Yep, 100%.
100%. Now, I'll tell you, this episode's called Who Are You? And you know something? Being who I am, I could not get a certain song by The Who out of my mind. Or I'm sure you too. It gets an earworm
sure.
In there. So we're going to be posting a video along with this so that you can go check out that song. And hey,
awesome.
Check back next week. We're going to be posting another episode of Men Without Hair. Hope you enjoyed it.
See you next week, everyone.